And let's return now to our series on Puerto Rico. And yesterday, David, you left us at a market where you were talking about the poor economy in Puerto Rico and how it's driving people away.
That's right, Steve. And today we're going to get into another big reason that people are moving away, and that's the crime problem on the island. And what's interesting here, Steve, is when we were at this market talking about the economic situation, we just happened to strike up a conversation with this woman. Her name's Daisy Peña. She's a vendor who sells makeup and hair products along the street. So she pointed to this little jewelry store right across from her stall, and she described how the day before, two guys jumped out of a car, ran into the store, came out, and just started shooting. This was all in broad daylight. And for her, this was really the last straw. I'm moving to the United States with my daughter, she kept telling us. She was talking about the U.S. mainland, which many people here refer to as a different country. But Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, so you can move to the mainland by just getting a plane ticket. And given the scale of the crime problem now, you might see more and more people going. I mean, the crime statistics, they're terrifying. This place has a higher murder rate than any U.S. state. And the man whose job it is to tackle that is the police superintendent for the island, Hector Pesquera.
It's been quite a challenge since I got home.
Home for Pesquera was Puerto Rico. He then spent years in Florida, among other things, leading the FBI's bureau in Miami. He returned last year to run a police force that's responsible for the entire island of more than 3.5 million people. Now, to find Pesquera's office, you have to walk through a heavily secured compound that looks more like a U.S. embassy in a war zone. The police chief had his badge and pistol on his belt, and he sat in his office telling us what he found when he arrived back on the island. A fleet of police cars in disrepair, aging equipment, officers arrested for corruption, and drug cartels moving their business here from Mexico.
Plus, unfortunately, we broke the all-time record for murders in here.
2011,
right. We had 1136, I believe.
Higher murder rate than Mexico, which is a pretty startling fact to hear.
Well, it's not a record we're proud of. We're trying to tackle it. Last year, we had 187 less murders. So we're slowly making a dent.
We've heard so much about the drug war on the Mexican border and beefing up that border and sending money, sending resources, sending manpower. You don't hear that much about Washington trying to fight drugs coming through Puerto Rico.
First of all, there's no political muscle here.
And political muscle is needed, he said, to make the case to Washington that solving the drug and crime problems here will help people on the mainland. In many ways, Puerto Rico is America's third border. Drugs enter from Latin America, and they can head straight to the mainland without ever going through customs.
80% of the drugs that comes in here goes to the eastern seaboard. So, I mean, help us, because if you help us, we're going to help the United States. So, is it that hard?
And help could be on the way. Puerto Rico's non-voting member of Congress, Pedro Pierluisi, says the Department of Homeland Security will soon begin an intensive effort to curb drug violence in Puerto Rico. The department would only confirm that it's expanded its anti-drug operations on the island and continues to deploy personnel. But the police chief, Pesquera, says he's not yet convinced people on the mainland are truly paying attention to how bad things are here.
Out of sight, out of mind. I was watching the national news, and they were highlighting Oakland and a major crime wave there, 114 murders.
Oakland, California?
Yeah, we blow that in a month here. You see any uproar? Nothing.
If this continues, if we see the crime rate stay where it is, the murder rate, the economy remain in trouble, paint a picture for me of this island in 5, 10, 15 years.
I don't want to paint that picture. I don't want to see that happen. I know that at one point we're going to get all the help that we need. It just, when? What's the breaking point?
We're outside now in an area called Old San Juan. It's a touristy area of the capital with cobblestone streets, trendy cafes, and an old Spanish fort that dates to the 16th century.
There's a beautiful convent.
Wow.
And as you can look through here.
We came here to meet a man named Luis Romero. He was showing us around on a sunny afternoon, and this was feeling like the paradise that's in all the tour books. But
below the obvious, incredible beauty lies a very sad situation of high crime.
It's a situation Romero knows too well. His day job is at a telecommunications company, but he was suddenly brought into the war on crime after a tragic night for his family. He now runs an anti-crime organization called Basta Ya, which means that's enough. The name comes from Romero's son, who was a criminal justice student. The young man used to say that the people of Puerto Rico should come together and declare that they'd had enough of this culture of crime.
Well, you know, he was murdered on April 2011. Year, almost 2 years now. The day of his birthday. We celebrated his birthday. He goes out with his girlfriend in the Condado area, you know, very well-lit area. At 10 o'clock, they decided to walk the streets. A kid, 14-year-old kid, goes out to steal his iPhone. He gives the iPhone. He gives the money. But the guy decides to attack his girlfriend and stabs her twice. My son jumps in to defend her, and he died a hero. He got knifed 3 times. The kid is serving now 30 years in jail. My son is dead.
The death of Romero's son may say something larger about crime on the island. Crime and drugs have long been problems, but people told us they used to feel safe as long as they weren't involved in the drug war. Now, crime is everywhere, affecting poor and rich alike.
This is no way to live, that you have to be looking to the right and looking to the left to make sure that nothing is going to happen to you. You are sitting at home and you hear the rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat of the machine guns going on. Why do we have to live through that?
Some people have decided they don't. Romero has family who've left, and he looks back on conversations he had with his son about whether to leave.
Sometimes, you know, as a father, I feel torn because one of the things we were discussing was to move out of Puerto Rico. If I had moved, you know, he wouldn't have been killed, maybe, or maybe not.
I wonder what you would want to tell people listening on the mainland who know very little about Puerto Rico.
Well, the people of Puerto Rico are very warm, very welcoming. You can enjoy Puerto Rico, the natural beauty, the opportunities. But as fellow American citizens, don't give up on us. We may need some help now, but don't give up on us. It's a very difficult.
That's the voice of Luis Romero. He runs an anti-crime group called Basta Ya, Spanish for That's Enough. Tomorrow, we're going to hear how, even in these tough times, the music and culture of Puerto Rico are still thriving. This is NPR News.